has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, or dial-in information. And to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin board. Municipal website providing a copy to the official newspaper of the township by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minute. The township continued to use telephone meeting format in an effort to mitigate the chance of exposure to COVID-19 as a part of the township ongoing effort to slow the rate of transmission and avoid overwhelming over treatment center. In order to make sure a clear record of the meeting can be made and that all parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members to the public will be muted during the meeting. If a member of the public wish to speak during any public comments portion, please press star 9 in order to raise your hand to speak. We will unmute member of the public individually. If they have their hand raised, when it is your turn to speak, you will hear a notification that you have been unmuted. It is that time that you should begin to ask any question you may have. You will have 3 minutes to speak, at the conclusion of which you will be muted again, and the council or administration will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comments or questions, the township council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during the normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion, as the technology does not allow us to know. If there are multiple callers on an individual line, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you dial in on a separate line so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Individual may also submit written comments to the township clerk up to 48 hours period to the prior to the meeting, to be read by the township clerk during the public comment portion of the meeting. Said comments shall be limited to 3 minutes reading. Thank you in advance for your patience as we continue to move the township forward during this health emergency. Ms. Sheeda, please roll call, please.
Councilman Bullard?
Here.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Councilman Khan?
Here.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Here.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Here.
Councilwoman Erin?
Here.
Council President Shaw?
Here.
Mayor Brian Waller?
Present.
Administrator Timothy Dacey?
Here.
Township Attorney Rajveer Boomer?
Here.
Deputy Township Clerk Monica Orlando?
Here.
And I'm here, Melissa Cedar, the Township Clerk.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Let's leg of salute, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Item number 5, comment from administration and council regarding for adjournment of the any matter of this agenda. And none. Thank you. Now, item number 6, open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you will have been unmuted at that time. Please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comment. The council or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council President, I've asked the first individual to unmute themselves. Last four digits 7604. You may go ahead with regard to your comments regarding item number 12, the consent agenda items.
Good evening. It's Stacey Berger, 233 Ellis Parkway. On the consent agenda item resolution A, the authorizing the award of the master energy sales, can you or someone on the council clarify what the source of those energies, what the source of the energy is, whether it includes nuclear, natural gas, what the breakout is?
It's Tim. So we just had the auction today, and we got the contract. It's EDF Energy was the winning source, and they'll supply that once we submit the contract to them and all the paperwork is completed. We'll get that as part of the due diligence back to us, but they have guaranteed it is 100% green energy.
Thank you, Tim.
I don't know what can you clarify though what the breakout is and what you define as 100% green?
They define it as 100% green. So what we will do is after the contract's in place, they, as part of the due diligence, they will send us the report like you get from PSE&G, Central Jersey Power and Light, or where they get it from. That was not part of what they submitted today. We asked for.
Was it not part of the parameters of the bid?
Not a breakdown.
Did the
we said
50% wind or at least 50% solar or at least 25% geothermal or anything?
No, we said 100% green energy.
Could somebody on the council, a council member or someone, clarify how you define green energy so we all know what we're talking about?
Ms. Berger, this is Raj Gumar, the town's attorney. It's an industry standard. It's defined in spec,
okay,
you
so
know,
what
as
is
you
it?
Indicated. As you indicated, it's various sources of power based on, you know, solar, wind, geothermal, water, hydro, etc. So the breakdown, they can't stick coal or other sources in there and call it green energy. It's an industry standard definition. The breakdown as to where it'll be coming from, we'll get that in the due diligence, but it's not going to be coming from anywhere other than what would be standard industry for green energy.
I thought the article that you put out today said EMEX, but Mr. Dacey just said EDX. Could you clarify what the winning bid was?
EMEX is the agent facilitating the electronic reverse auction.
And the winning bid came from EDF Energy?
Yes, EDF Energy.
Okay. So.
Thank you, Tessie.
Council President Shaw, I've asked the next individual to unmute themselves. They're identified here as call-in user one. You can unmute yourself and speak with regard to the consent agenda item.
Thank you. Hello.
Call-in user one, please press *6 to unmute yourself so you can speak at this time. There you go.
David Aikens.
Please state your name and address, please. Thank you.
David Aikens, Ambrose Valley Lane.
Hi, David.
Council.
Good.
Item number 8 has the the finance bill been completed?
Mr. Aikens, this is with regard to items on the consent agenda, item number 12 right now.
Okay.
So if you had any comments with regard to those items, that would be for this time for open to the public.
Okay. Item number I for India. the computer hardware and so forth seems to be a duplication for item J. Is it, am I looking at this wrong? I'm looking at two different individuals or entities, and they both make mention of $100,000. Can you clarify that for me? Item I for India, J for Juliet.
So it's Tim. So I is for hardware coming from CDW Government LLC through the New Jersey Education Services Commission. And J, Juliet, is for hardware for Dell Marketing through a state contract. So two separate contracts.
Two separate contracts that just happen to be the same amount.
Right. Two different contracts, two different vendors.
Thank you, Tim.
Was my 3 minutes up?
Not yet.
Okay. Item T for Tango. Well, I can get a copy of what the actual bids are. So let's go to item number B for Victor. The various furniture that you're going to purchase for the Mettler House and for the other vendors, do you have a price on that at this point? Item B for Victor. And
combined, we've got the National Office furniture of $3,624, Affordable Interior Systems $1,593, and Commercial Furniture Interiors $1,531, and Safeco products for $2,083. So what we've had is we renovated mainly through a county grant, we renovated the attic space of the Mettler House and converted it from unusable space to an office space and storage space. So this is the furniture for that. Most of it's being paid through for a county grant. And these items for the community center were the furniture to put up near the golf simulators, which we had planned to do, but because of COVID, we didn't buy it last year. So now that we're reopening a bit more, we're going to put the furniture near the two golf simulators. And they're simply high-top tables with a couple of high-top chairs.
Would you say most of the items that's being paid pretty much, because I didn't total it out, pretty much comes to the amount that you just mentioned?
Yes.
Okay.
And Mr. Akins, on those $200,000 contracts, they're not to exceed amounts. So it depends on the purchase amounts, but it gives the administration the ability to spend up to $100,000 in each of those contracts.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Raj. Thank you, David.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised in the queue.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Udo. So now item number 7.
Council President, you have to close the public portion, please.
Now we close the public portion. Now item number 7, ordinance second reading. Amendment chapter 7, traffic section 14, parking prohibited, open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Okay. Ms. Shira, can you read the resolution, please?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled
Ordinance to amend and supplement the revised general ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 7 Traffic, Section 14, parking prohibited at all times on certain streets in the Township of Piscataway, was introduced on the 23rd day of February 2021 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 26th day of February 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on March 23rd, 2021, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published, together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2021-06.
Thank you, Regina. Okay, this time, if you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 and raise your hand for item number 7.
Council President, I'm asking the first attendee to unmute themselves. Their last four digits of their phone number are 9690.
Yeah, hi. This is Pratik from 29 Redbud Road. Can you please elaborate where the parking is going to be prohibited? Is that just around the township area?
Hey, this is Raj, the township attorney. This is for Ted Lightway to clarify that there's no parking along Ted Lightway.
I didn't understand. Was there a specific streets or an area?
Yeah. It's a Ted Light Street away.
Yeah, the street is by the municipal building. It's Ted Light Way.
That's oh, okay, sure. Okay, sure. Got it. Thanks.
Thank you, Raj. Thank you, Pratik.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual who just unraised their hand. So we have no other individuals in the queue raised with their hands raised.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so there is no public comments, anything. Can I have offer?
Councilman Bullard, yes, you had my offer.
Thank you.
Councilman Cahill, second.
Thank you, Carol. Ms. Cedar, can you have a roll call, please?
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan? Councilman Khan? Councilman Khan, I just need your vote wasn't audible. If you could
Hello.
Please unmute yourself. There you go.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Muted, it said I was muted by the host. I didn't mute myself. So,
mm-hmm.
Yes, I voted yes.
Okay. Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Councilman Earn?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you. Okay. Item number 8, ordinance second reading to exit the municipal budget appropriation limit and establish a cap bank open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, please read the ordinance.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Calendar Year 2021 Ordinance to Exceed the Municipal Budget Appropriation Limits and to Establish a Cap Bank, NJSA 48:4-45.14, was introduced on the 23rd day of February 2021 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 26th day of February 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on March 23rd, 2021, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2021-07.
Thank you, Ms. Schiller. It's open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, press *9 and raise your hand and state your name and address. Thank you.
Council President, I'm asking the first
caller
to unmute themselves. Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I just had a question.
Can you say your name and address, please?
Name Pratik, 29 Redbud Road. This appropriation limit extension, is that going towards capital expense or general obligation?
Council President, this is Councilwoman Cahill. This is our municipal budget, Mr. Patel. We cannot adopt the township budget until we get final numbers from the state and the county. So every year we have to vote to exceed the municipal budget and create a cap bank. We don't technically exceed the budget, but because we don't have the budget from the state yet, every year that the council has to vote on this. So it doesn't go to any one particular thing, maybe not capital expense, but just the overall budget. Does that answer your question?
So in a sense, what we are trying, and correct me if I'm wrong, right now when we are talking about federal level and we are talking debt ceiling, is that similar at the township level where we are just ballooning up the debt ceiling at the township level?
No, not at all. We have a 2% cap that's been put in place by the state. What this is just waiting for the state to give us the township budget, like the budget that we get from the state. And so in order for government to continue to work, we have to establish a cap bank to exceed the municipal budget appropriation, because we cannot adopt our budget yet until we get numbers from the state. This is not, you know, not exceeding or going beyond what we plan to budget, but in order for government to continue working, we must do this until we get our numbers from the state.
Understood. So, okay. And I'm sure with this, there will be some formula that would go in with the township population and land size in grand scheme of things.
As a town set by, I think, the former governor, there are guidelines, and we cannot go outside of that 2% cap that was set up in the previous administration.
Understood. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Kerr. Thank you, Pratik.
Council President, I've asked the next individual with their hands raised to unmute themselves.
Thank you.
Call in user one, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Please state your name.
David Akins, Ambrose Valley Lane.
Hi, David.
Hi, how are you? For item number 8, has the municipal budget been completed, or are you waiting for other information from the state?
Council President, this is Councilwoman Cahill. Mr. Akins, we always work on our budget and try to get it prepared. And we have to stay within the 2% cap and all that. So we don't have it ready yet until we do get the numbers from the state and the county, actually.
That's fine. I just wanted to verify. Item number 9, if I can go there. What's the
answer? No, we are talking about 8 right now, David.
Okay.
Thank you.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised to comment about this item.
Thank you. Do I have an offer?
You have to close the public portion, Council President.
Councilman Bullard, second.
Okay, hold on. Okay, I'm closing the public portion. Okay, now, do I have an offer?
Offer, Councilman Bullard.
Thank you, Mr. Lombardi.
Councilwoman Lombardi. Second.
Okay.
Thank you, Lombardi. You should have, can I have Roll call, please.
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes, and can I just say, Council President, I have to step out of the meeting for just about 2 minutes. I'll let you know when I'm back. I'm going to see my kids are calling me. I'm downstairs, and I'm in charge, which isn't so easy all the time. So I'll let you know as soon as I come back. It should be just about 2 minutes.
Okay.
Thanks.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you, Ms. Sheeter. Okay. Item number 9. Ordinance for second reading approving an amendment redevelopment plan for block 4501, lot 1.02, open public resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Sheeter, please read that resolution.
Be it resolved by the Township Council, Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, and State of New Jersey, approving an amended redevelopment plan for block 4501, lot 1.02, pursuant to NJSA 40A:12A-1, etc., the local redevelopment and housing law, was introduced on the 9th day of March 2021 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 12th day of March 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on March 23rd, 2021, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2021-08.
Thank you, Ms. Sheeter. Okay, from public, if you want to speak at this time, please raise star 9, raise your hand, and state your name and address, please.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual to unmute themselves to speak with regard to item number 9 on the agenda.
Thank you.
David Aiken, Danville Valley Lane. This is quick. What's the address for item number 9? We've got a lot in block. I just want to know the address.
Hold on one second, Mr. Aikens.
Okay.
Council President, this is Councilwoman Cahill. I have it right here. I'm just trying to make sure I'm matching up the lots here. 4501, lot 102.
I think it's 857 Hose Lane West.
No.
It's 150 Old New Brunswick Road. And a portion of North Randolph Road right of way.
Yeah. Correct.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm looking at
150 Old New Brunswick Road and a portion of North Randolph Road right of way. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised at this time.
Okay, so I'm closing the public portion. Do you have an offer?
Offer.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you, Ms. Lombardi. And Khan, a second. Ms. Twitter, please roll call, please.
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council President Shaw.
Yes. Thank you, Ms. Shiller. Okay, item number 10, ordinance for first reading amending chapter 21, zoning to add section 21-1102A supplement landscape standard resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Heder, please read the resolution, please.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, supplementing Chapter 21 zoning to add Section 21-1102A, Supplemental Landscape Standards, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by telephonic conference on the 20th day of April, 2021. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Shiller. Okay, do I have an offer?
Offer, Councilman Khan.
Thank you, Councilman Khan.
Second.
Thank you, Councilman Cahill. Ms. Shiller, can I roll call, please?
Councilman Bullard? Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi? Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum? Yes. Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you. Okay, item number 11, ordinance first reading board, bond ordinance, road rehabilitation and improvement appropriating 4.9 million and 4.2 million 45,600 resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Shiller, please read the resolution, please.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Bond Ordinance Providing for Road Rehabilitation and Improvements in and by the Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, appropriating $4,900,000 thereof and authorizing the issuance of $4,245,600 bonds or notes of the Township to finance part of the cost thereof, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper and then a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hoos Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by telephonic conference on the 20th day of April, 2021. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Shiller. Do I have an offer?
Councilman Bullard, yes.
Thank you, Councilman Bullard. Second.
Thank you, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you, Councilman Lombardi. Shiller, roll call, please.
Councilman Bullard? Councilman Bullard? You're muted, Mr. Bullard. Can you unmute yourself? Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Councilman Irwin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you. Okay, item number 12, consent agenda resolution. Do I have any comment or question? No. Okay. Do I have offer?
Offer.
Thank you, Councilman Khan. Second. Do I offer second?
Second.
Thank you, Ms. McCollum. Ms. Shida, can I roll call, please?
Councilman Bullard? Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Councilman Irwin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you. Item number 30, announcement and comment from official. Councilman Bullard, any comments or questions? Announcement? Councilman Bullard? I think he's muted. Okay. Councilman Cahill, please. Any comment or announcement?
Yes. Council President Shaw, I would like to say something tonight. This past week, we saw the ramp this time in Atlanta, where Asian Americans were sought out and slaughtered. The scourge of intolerance, so prevalent in our nation, must be countered wherever it exists. Our fellow Americans, those of Asian descent, are being maligned. They are being marginalized, and they are being brutalized. While there is peacefulness in our township between neighbors, many residents are in great dismay as at the images seen on the nightly news. In my own family, I have two nieces of Asian descent. One is attending college, and I fear for her safety. These acts of hate and violence must stop. While we know that the past administration fueled the flames of hate, we in Piscataway will continue to coexist as America should. We represent what the dream of America is. We are a melting pot. We respect one another, and we understand the value of diversity. In early March, a week before the Atlanta shootings, the township reached out to the National Council of Asian Pacific Islanders. We want to listen. We want to help. With our Piscataway Civil Rights Advisory Commission, we are looking for ways to be proactive. Very sadly, the Atlanta shootings happened. We then reached out to the Asian Pacific Policy and Planning Council. While these national groups are very busy right now, I hope that we can engage with them soon. In the meantime, I want all residents of Asian and Pacific Islander descent, and a matter of fact, all folks, to know that your mayor, town council, and entire township support you. You are our friends and neighbors. I also want all residents to know that Piscataway will continue to be a diverse and wonderful town. This will take vigilance. This will take all of us looking out for each other, and we will.
We will continue to be a home for everyone, and we will continue to speak out against hate. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you, Ms. Councilman. Councilman Khan.
Thank you, Council President. I really just want to thank Councilwoman Cahill for those words. I don't know that anyone could say it much better. I guess the only thing I would add to it, and she may have said it as well, is I believe it's really time for our national leaders to act. I watched some of the debate or discussion in Congress today, and continues to amaze me how certain members of Congress just don't get it, or are indifferent, or they just don't seem to understand what the vast majority of Americans would like to see occur. So, yeah, another senseless week of violence in America. I not very much more you could say. I think Councilman Cahill said it well. Thank you.
Thank you. It's done. Councilwoman Lombardi.
My sentiments also. Thank you, Gab. That was beautifully said. I also want to acknowledge that we did lose Councilwoman Gabrielle Cahill's mom. So our deepest condolences for her and her family in the loss of her mom. I'd also like to say that I'm happy that we are moving forward with 100% renewable energy, green energy, in all of our government buildings. Thank you for your hard negotiating work in that. And I'd like to also wish all of those observing Passover, and we have Easter on its way also before our next meeting, a beautiful holiday season. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Lombardi. Councilor McClellan.
Thank you, Council President. I just want to echo Councilwoman Gabrielle Cahill's comments. It's really unacceptable, the xenophobic behavior and actions or words that we're hearing from some individuals in this country against Asian Americans, or I'll say Asian non-Americans. To me, we're talking about human beings here, and the behavior is unacceptable. I'm just going to read a quote again that Martin Luther King said. And I don't know, I mean, a lot of us are familiar with this portion of the quote, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. But while he was in Birmingham jail, this is also part of this quote, we're caught in an inescapable network of mutuality tied in a single garment of destiny. So whatever affects one directly affects us all indirectly. So again, I just want people here, not only in Piscataway, but our Asian Americans or Asian non-Americans to know that we stand in support of you, and the behavior that's being exhibited here is totally unacceptable. Also, again, it's a horrible thing in terms of the gun violence that we're seeing that Councilman Khan just mentioned. It's time that we put in and pass laws to stop what we're actually seeing. So we're long overdue here in terms of stopping the gun violence. And again, on a happier note, just want to wish everyone a happy Easter and a happy Passover. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Hahn.
Yes, I just wanted to, Gabrielle Cahill, very well said, and I also just want to wish everybody a happy Passover and a happy Easter.
Thank you. Ms. Cahill, you say the right thing for the hate for any community and any religious or anything. And our town is very concerned about that, and we always upfront for any kind of this incident happen, anything, we always come forward and check it out what's going on. So, and this is a really sad day for the America for this kind of hate crime. And happy Easter to everybody. Thank you. Okay. Mayor Brian Waller.
Thank you, Council President. I just want to concur with all the comments that were just made. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Brian. Business Administrator Timmy Casey.
Yes, I just want to clarify. David Akins had a question before about the budget. The budget was introduced at our last meeting, and we are going to have a public hearing on it and adoption scheduled for April 20th, which will be our next meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Business Chairman. Township Attorney Raj Gomer.
Sure. Yeah, I just want to also clarify on the discussions of the municipal budget and deficits compared to the Fed. Municipal governments, unlike the Fed, cannot do deficit financing. So that should clarify that issue. Other than that, no other comments. Thank you.
Thank you.
Council President, can
yes.
you hear me?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I had a technology problem. I'd just like to make one comment, if I may. And it seems as though our township, the folks are really, really looking into and receiving their vaccinations. You know, that's what I've seen based on questions. You know, people have called me quite a bit to find out how can I get it and why this, why that. So it looks as though we're really into getting our vaccinations. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Bullard. Okay. Now, item number 14, agenda session for April 2021. Proclamation Arbor Day 2021. Any question or comments? Look like none. Okay. Ordinance second reading amending chapter 21 zoning to add section 21-1102-A supplement landscape standard open to public resolution adopting ordinance. Any questions or comments from officials?
Nothing.
Thank
no comments.
Ordinance second reading, board ordinance, road rehabilitation improvement appropriating 4.9 million, 4.2 million, 45,600 open to public resolution adopting ordinance. Any comment or question?
Thank you.
Look like none. Resolution authorizing reading of CY 2021 budget by title. Any comment or question?
No, thank you.
Thank you. Resolution authorizing self-examination of annual municipal budget. Any comment or question?
I just have a comment. Just want to thank, you know, our finance colleagues for doing an excellent job in putting us in a position of being able to self-examine.
Thank you, Ms. Cohen. Resolution authorizing award of contract through state contract for tree and stump removal Rich Tree Service Incorporation not to exceed $250,000. Any comment or question? Thanks. Resolution local pensions protection. Any comment or question? None. Resolution authorizing award of bid 2021 rehabilitation of various park courts and rink. Bid opening April 8, 2021. Any comment or question? None. Public hearing calendar year 2021. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question. If you could, if this is the item before, sorry, I didn't take myself off mute. The local pensions protection, can we expand on that? Can you explain a little bit?
If I may, Council President, this has to do with a bill being sponsored by Senate President Steve Sweeney to allow counties and municipal governments across the state to break out from the be a self-pension unto itself. Basically, the municipalities and the counties have been fully funding their pensions for the last 20 plus years or longer, and this is something good for the pension for the workers that work for the county and municipal governments.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Ms. Cohen. The public hearing, calendar year 2021 municipal budget. Any comment or question? None. Resolution adoption of calendar year 2021 municipal budget. Any comment or question? None. Item number 15, open to public. If you wish to speak at this time, please press 9*9 to raise your hand when it is your turn to speak. You will hear an announcement that you will have an unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or admission will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual to unmute themselves. Their last four digits of their number are 9879. If you could unmute yourself, please.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Sid Madison. I live at 176 Blackford Avenue. First, I would like to know who did not have a chance to read the email that I sent after the last council meeting. Hopefully, this is a short list. I'm assuming because I don't hear anything that everyone read the email. I'm going to go off on a little different bent. A short statement on the science of stopping global warming on the worldwide agreed target of 1.5 degrees Celsius or as close as possible without going over 2 degrees Celsius, taken from a speech by John Kerry. And this is a quote. The scientists tell us that it just doesn't work to issue mid-century goal without reducing emissions sufficiently between now and 2030, because without that and without a miracle, it's highly improbable. I'm sorry. And it is highly implausible that you could ever get to 2050 net zero in a way any country would ever choose. That's the end of the quote. To summarize his point, we can't get to the desired, I would say required, goal of net zero in 2050 without significantly reducing emissions by 2030. Significant in this case is 50% lowering of emissions, allowing additional fossil fuel infrastructure, which New Jersey is doing, is insane. Tell Governor Murphy via the resolution that I've asked you to pass. Do you have any questions?
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your insight.
Thank you, Mr. Seed. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I'm unmuting the next individual.
Yes.
The last four digits are 9690. You can unmute yourself, please.
Yeah, hi. This is Pratik Patel, 29 Redwood Road. Just a comment on pensions and protections. Just general commenting, whether in muni or state or county governments, one of the things that my understanding of government was public service, the overall salary was low and it was compensated with lifelong pensions. And that was the trade-off between the private employment versus the public service employment. What we see today is the the public side of the government and their payroll is kind of inflating to a level, whether we look at from teacher side or from police side, and I'm not saying that they are doing bad job or they are underpaid or whatnot, but if they are getting such a high salary and on top of it they are getting pensions, then I think one thing is happening that we are actually disincentivizing the private side employment in a way where more and more people want to work for the government. In a way, it's a disincentive to a free market, and also kind of sowing the seeds of, in a way, socialism through the back door. So what I would suggest is when salary numbers and all of this are looked at, let's look at overarching goals. Is for public service, you're trading your time, but in the long run, you're getting full rewarded for pensions. Also in the police system, I've seen that many times, yes, they really work hard, and I wholeheartedly support our local police system. But when their vacations and their times, I've seen even, this is just general problem, public or private, people are not taking vacations for almost 14, or they have overage that goes for a month or 2 months and all this kind of stuff. And I think some of these laws should be reformed, because a healthy citizen taking vacation is a good thing. And I don't know why in this world, when America is highly productive, and the working hours, whether I look at in corporations or C Corp or any of that, they are going up. So that's something that needs to be looked into that. One other thing I would like to look at from a township standpoint in our contract is the general prevalence of wage theft getting injected into because of IT systems. There is no supervisory or commission that is overseeing this. Somewhere in 2017 or something, they had to look at FLSA Act, where people who are working from home, they're working for more than, I guess, 40 or 50 hours, and those 5 or 10 hours are getting shortchanged, or those numbers are underreported, causing massive imbalances in the overall employment system. So that's something that I just wanted to make as a public comment.
Thank you, Pratik.
Council President, I'm unmuting the next individual with their hand raised. The last four digits, 7604.
Okay.
You can unmute yourself, please. If you can hit *6 to unmute yourself. Okay, I'm going to go to the next person. I will try that one after. I'm unmuting the next person with the last four digits, 8544. If you could unmute yourself, please. Please state your name and address.
Hi, this is Laura Leibowitz, 102 Stratton Street South.
Hello.
I am the Middlesex County Committee member representing 310 Possum Town. This is a Randolphville school feeder neighborhood. And in light of today's approval of green energy on our town and the Arbor Day proclamation, our township has another opportunity to continue the fight for a clean township in our air quality. As you may or may not have seen, a letter to the editor was posted today in Tappan to Piscataway regarding serious environmental health and justice concerns regarding 1690 Washington Avenue lot. The associated petition at this time has over 250 signatures, and it states, "We, Piscataway residents, like to think of our town as a model middle American community with tree-lined neighborhoods, good schools, and local parks. But increasingly, these assets compete with a harsher reality. Piscataway has become a hotspot for warehouse sprawl along the I-287 corridor, adding vast walls of concrete, diesel truck emissions, congestion, and land loss to the picture. The most alarming new proposal would allow two more warehouses on one of the last wooded properties in town, the 25-acre parcel at 1690 South Washington Avenue. What is the fuss about 60 more diesel truck bays when the town has added over 1,000 since 2015? This parcel borders the Randallville Elementary School, attended by nearly 500 K-3 students and over 45 teachers and staff members. Developers have already been allowed to put 186 truck bays on the north side of the school property, more than 100 added in the last 6 years. Clearly, this mayor, council, and zoning board aren't considering the serious health risks posed by diesel truck emissions and truck traffic, especially to young children with developing lungs. Air quality studies conclusively show that truck emissions contribute to asthma, allergies, decreased lung function, and long-term health problems that include respiratory damage, cardiovascular disease, COPD, and lung cancer. During the pandemic, we've discovered that air pollution also correlates with COVID-19 morbidity rates. Sure, the chemical plants along the Raritan River corridor are long gone, but logistical centers are taking their places as significant environmental threats. Diesel emissions include nitrous oxide, which interacts with ground-level ozone to further reduce air quality. Our area already earns an F from the American Lung Association for ground-level ozone. And even with recent improvements in fuels and filters, diesel truck emission contains particulate matter, PM2.5, that is especially damaging when exposures are nearby, recurring, concentrated, and cumulative, like at an elementary school with potentially 230 truck bays on its property line, next to its playground, drop-off sites, and classroom windows. How could the Piscataway Zoning Board not consider this a deal-breaker? After all, the developer for the 1690 South Washington warehouses needs the board to rezone a rural residential parcel with irreplaceable freshwater wetlands and woods.
Ms. Laura,
say no.
Your 3 minutes is over. Thank you very much.
Council President, I have asked the next individual, 7604, to unmute themselves.
Good evening. It's Stacey Berger, 233 Ellis Parkway, and I'm going to pick up where Laura left off. I'm the Middlesex County Democratic Organization and Piscataway Democratic Organization representative from the Heights, Ward 3, District 2, which has already experienced the invasion of a warehouse in our neighborhood. Ultimately, saying no would buck the mayor's strategy of turning Piscataway into a logistical hub for the I-287 corridor, disturbing the new on-demand economy. It's an expedient strategy that has allowed giant warehouse complexes to pop up along River Road North, Centennial Avenue North, Old New Brunswick Road, South Randolphville, and Washington, South Washington. It's a strategy that also includes a big tax breaks for mega developers, lowering their property assessments, and giving them payment in lieu of taxes deals, which exempt them from paying school and library taxes, two of the best amenities in our community. The Randolphville Elementary School is not only a vulnerable location. As our economy resurges, more and more trucks will be idling next to the high school playing fields, next to the Muslim Center and the United Methodist Church, near the Senior Center, the library, and the new Y, near the Shore Middle School and Grandview Elementary School, the River Road Apartments, Possumtown, and all the neighborhoods along its truck routes. The mayor even got trees removed at the Arbor Intermediate School, named for trees, to modify the road for truck traffic. How will Piscataway home values fare when the COVID housing boom fades and house hunters add air quality and scenic landscapes to their preferences? How will our NEECH ratings look if we've jeopardized the tax base of our good schools and put our children at risk for truck depots? Inconvenient truths are hard but necessary to face. The ugly fact is Mayor Waller and the council have pursued a low road development strategy over the past 20 years as Piscataway has transitioned from a majority white town to being 73% people of color. There's a long established pattern of environmental injustice in New Jersey that follows this demographic shift. replacing green spaces with polluting industries, eroding the tax base of schools and public services, isolating residential neighborhoods, and stonewalling environmental concerns. This pattern has been recognized by the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection in a landmark environmental justice law passed last September. When the EJ rules are finalized this fall, a proposal like the one to rezone 1690 South Washington would require approval by the DEP Division of Environmental Justice. We are already recognized as an overburdened community, and proximity to warehouses and distribution centers is high on the list of unequal health stressors. Environmental racism in Piscataway? The mayor and the council will protest, the zoning board will scoff, but environmental justice isn't just about diverse faces in public spaces. It's about equal protection from pollution and health risks. We call on the zoning board and the council to oppose the rezoning of 1690 South Washington. We're not counting on enlightenment, however. We're fighting for our kids to go to safe and healthy schools. We're fighting for our quality of life in Piscataway and for our right to breathe clean air.
Thank you, Ms. Berger.
We requested a public
hearing
from the DEP.
So, Council President, I have a comment on there. You know, I totally understand, you know, everyone's concern for health always. But when they start to, when the comments are made that they're concerned about it being a majority white town, I mean, this is a very diverse town here in Piscataway. And when we start to say that we're looking for one race to be dominant, or that certain things that we're passing or moving forward with, when we're starting to make it appear that there's racism here, I mean, to me, that's a bit of a concern. So I just want to go on record and stating, you know, I have a concern with the comments that are made here, that it sounds like, you know, there's some environmental racism going on here. And I don't really understand that, to be honest.
Council President, I'm going to second that as well. This is Councilwoman Cahill. I mean, it is absolutely an absurd statement that was made. We pride ourselves on our diversity in this town, and there is so much that the local municipal government from years prior have invested into this town. With the Recreation League, with no fees for our young people and for families who may not be able to afford it, to trying to build sidewalks to make this a walkable town, bike lanes so that we bike. We've been written up in Money Magazine as one of the best towns in which to live. I am extremely offended, and I'm not going to speak any further because obviously I'm not emotionally, you know, with it right now because of the loss of my mother. But I have to tell you that for this council to listen to that absurd insult is absolutely disgraceful. And I would like that to be put into the record.
Council President,
my council colleagues.
Council President, if I could comment quickly.
Yes,
go ahead. In addition to agreeing with what my colleagues have said, you know, Ms. Berger and anybody else has the right to take any position they want on any project in town or any ordinance or resolution in town. That's democracy, and that's just fine and dandy. But what's inappropriate are racially divisive statements like that. That's the problem we have in Washington. That people can't state their opinions, debate issues, have a conversation without making accusations of all sorts and comments of all sorts that are entirely divisive. And so, frankly, the speaker, all she has done is harm her own cause. Perhaps, you know, her followers may cheer, but the vast majority of residents in our town, I think if they heard comments like that, would be as offended as we are. That's not who Piscataway is. That's not how Piscataway will be improved. And that type of divisive, partisan, political rhetoric is hurting our country.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see it in our town or any more of it in our town. Thank you.
Yeah, and Steve, I appreciate those comments, right? Because this is what we saw, you know, prior to President Biden coming into office. And we don't want that division coming here into Piscataway. Piscataway. You know, I've raised my kids here. I'm a product of this environment here. And to make such statements, I'm just trying to figure out where we're going. What angle, you know, are people trying to utilize to achieve their goals? Because to me, in a town like this, people, I mean, you don't have to leave this town to experience other cultures. People never see other cultures without going on vacation here. So to me, I mean, you know, I enjoy living here, and I'm sure the other residents do too, but we just don't want that type of, I'll say, division brought here to our town. So to make those comments, I just think it's just unacceptable. So thank you.
I agree with you guys, because I'm living in this town for 38 years. My both kids raised here, and I never see a zero racial any diversity on this town also, and there is no race in this town. So next time I request to public person, please do not comment any racial stuff. Just go point to point, what you have point, just explain your point. Do not divert our point for the racial. So be careful next time.
Council President, I have one more individual with their hand raised for the public portion. I'm asking them to unmute themselves now.
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
You can unmute yourself. Yes,
hi.
I can hear you.
My name is Brian Rack. I live on 1247 Brookside Road. I had comments, but I just wanted to address the previous comments by the council. I'm not sure if you understood the quote properly. Maybe if you read the article, it would make sense. The quote was, over the past 20 years, Piscataway has transitioned from a majority white town to being 73% people of color. And then it goes on to talk about how there's a long-established pattern of environmental injustice that follows this demographic shift. So I'm not sure there was any racial motivation there. I think it was just a statement of facts that as the town gets more diverse, the air quality and other qualities of life go down. I don't think that was meant as a racial...
Did you
read the article?
That is not what is
that's
going on in this town, Mr. Rack.
Did you read the article?
That is an incomplete and false statement. It's not in the article.
It is in the article. I quoted
letter.
Directly
it's
from
the
article.
The editor.
There's an article on Insider New Jersey. You can read it right... Or, I'm sorry, tap into Piscataway. I was reading explicitly from the article.
Brian, what I can tell you is what it sounded like to me, maybe I'm wrong, is the speaker seemed to say that the township government, are allowing warehouses in this town because of some form of environmental racism. I think that's the term that I heard. So you can sugarcoat it if you want, and I'm sure that those things occur in different places around the country. I'm not naive, but I heard exactly what was said, and that's the reason we're all offended. You know, you can oppose what we do. That's fine. You have a right to do that. But you want us make the divisive allegations of racism, that's when we stand up and we say we've had enough.
Okay. Well, that kind of goes into what I was going to ask before. I heard mention of the Civil Rights Commission. I see on the website that's supposed to meet the fourth Thursday of every month. When is the last time that's met? Are those meetings public? I also see there's an Environmental Action Commission listed in the township code that I don't see listed anywhere on the website. Is that also meeting somewhere that nobody knows about? So no, neither of those are meeting? Am I still connected? I mean,
Rick, you have 3 minutes to comment. Any comments more?
I mean, I would love for my questions to be addressed, but I guess that's not going to happen. So neither the Civil Rights Commission nor the Environmental Commission is meeting in Piscataway right now. I mean, I guess if no one's going to answer that question, then I have nothing further to ask here.
Thank you, Mr.
Okay, now this time I want to close the public portion.
Council President, if I may.
Yes, Mayor.
Just very briefly, I concur with all the council members just said about the commentsmen by two of the members of the public that made statements. One thing I would like to clarify, I keep hearing this argument about trees that the municipal government took down or someplace or whatever. I don't understand what they're talking about, but the only trees that I know that were taken down was by the Board of Education, who was chaired by the president at the time, Bill Irwin. There was about 30 mature pine trees around the high school tennis court on Hose Lane that were taken down. I don't know why they were taken down, but they were taken down. And I didn't hear any of them jumping up and down about when all those mature trees were taken down. So I just want to leave it at that.
Thank you, Mayor. Now, item number 12, motion to adjourn. Do I?
Yes, no motion.
Say no, any? No? Motion adjourn. Thank you.
Goodbye.